Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are just as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They're milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
911 emergency.
Search goes on in San Francisco for the man known as the Zodiac Killer.
In New York, the search continues for the .44 caliber killer.
See if you can explain to me why I would want to be a Scientologist.
Betches Media presents...
Tell me we have a lead.
Stone Cold, no.
It was literally like the Hunger Games.
Not another true crime podcast.
What can I say? Tough titties.
It's all fun and games until someone gets hurt.
Welcome to Not Another True Crime Podcast. This is season two, and I'm so excited to be back. We took a bit of a hiatus. Yeah, but now we're back to talk about crimes and cults and scams and all that stuff we love. I wanted to thank everybody who listened to season one. We super appreciated it. All the love, all the DMs, emails, all three of them were amazing. And thank you guys so much for tuning back in. Before we get into today's topics, a couple things. We learned a lot in season one and we made some changes. The first notable change is that we are not releasing this as a binge listen. We're going to be doing one a week throughout the course of our season, and you guys will just have to exercise patience, but I promise it's worth it. The second thing is it was honestly very difficult to be recording a podcast over the phone with a co-host in a different time zone 3 hours behind. And so I now have two new co-hosts that I'm super excited to introduce. In one corner, we have a comedian / writer from Marie Claire, Danny Murphy.
Hello. Oh, I'm so excited to be here.
Yeah, same. Yeah. And in our other corner, we have stand-up comic Casey Balsham.
Weighing in at 140 pounds.
I can't do weights. Nope.
I know. I would just like shave a casual 20 pounds off.
Hi, welcome. Hello.
Oh, and I'm Sarah Levine, editor-in-chief at Betches.com. I just assumed you guys know my voice by now. I kind of just want to jump right into a fun segment that we're going to call Crime and Punishment. And the gist of this is we're each just going to go around and say something that should be a crime.
Yes.
I love that. Yeah. Because I don't know, like, especially living in New York, my blood boils like 12 times a day.
Every single second.
My hypertension.
Every single day. I'm like, I'm seconds away from pushing people in front of trains. It makes me happy to think about doing that, which is the scary part.
Just commuting via the subway, I totally understand why people throw themselves on the tracks. I think about it like once a week at least.
Yeah, absolutely.
And speaking of subways, because my actual crime comes from being on the subway, and it's when people are FaceTiming on the subway, and it's majorly like they're trying to find a connection or being like, can you hear me? Can you see me? And the other person being like, no, I can't or what? And I'm like, why do you need to do that?
Yeah.
And I want to know, like, how should we punish them? Should we punish them?
Oh, yes.
Right? Yeah,
yeah, that should be illegal. It should clearly be illegal.
I also wonder, maybe I don't understand how all the way FaceTime works, but, like, do you know when, like, somebody's FaceTiming and you, like, can very visibly see their face?
Yes.
But then the other person's face is full on and that's, like, can they see you also? Because, like, sometimes I feel like I'm fully watching somebody's, like, just, like eyes up. Mm-hmm. But I don't know, like, if I can fully see them, can they also see me? And then also, like, should I
basically
be giving money to be showing
my face? If you're FaceTiming them on the subway, everybody can see you. So just, and it's best not.
Everyone is judging you.
I want to say that should be punishable by death. However.
Yeah, death by lion.
Realistically, I definitely think that should just be a fine.
Right.
You should get fined.
Yeah.
And, like, your phone's on airplane mode for the day. Like, that's just,
Yeah, don't do the crime if you can't do the time.
You're not allowed to go on Instagram for until 2020. I said we make it much more harsh.
Yeah. Love it. Casey, what's your crime?
Okay. Also New York City based, because people here are idiots. I don't understand how people don't... You cannot walk threesies on a sidewalk.
Oh,
you
my God.
You cannot walk hand in hand with your significant other.
No.
I don't care. It's single file only in New York City. I cannot be stuck behind... behind a whole group of people who are just like spreading out, chatting over a latte.
And if this isn't Madeline, yeah, like you don't have to do this. Yeah. Like, what do we think we're doing here?
You have to move your body, and you have to move it quickly and single file.
Yeah, if you're not at least a bit above my walking pace, like I'd reserve the right to push you on your face.
I feel like I should get a hat and just be like sidewalk traffic right. control and just be like, move it along. Like, what do you think you're doing? There's four of you. Look at the big sidewalk. This is because the sidewalks are essentially their streets. We're our own car. And you would never just drive, you know, on both sides of the highway.
And I kind of like where you were going with that. I feel like if you see them, you should be immediately allowed to push them.
Right. I think that's just the punishment. Yeah. I don't think you need jail time. Seems excessive. But you should just have people be allowed to assault you. And it's chill. It's legal. Justifiable assault.
I think so. At least in New York. Yeah. At least in New York. Yes, for sure. Okay, what's yours, sir?
Yeah, mine's a little bit more controversial. Ooh. But I think it's criminal. People who leave their red receipts on.
Oh,
yeah. Yeah. Because you have a choice. Yeah. They ask you right when you set up your phone, do you want them on or not?
It's never really occurred to me to put them on.
Right. And it's always either someone you're like flirting with or a mom or your mom. And you're just like, I want validation from both of you. And I just am clearly not getting that. And it's affecting my mental state.
Although, so true. I will tell you, I did have a thought the other day. I was like, I think I'm just going to turn it on just to fuck with people. Like, just for fun. I think I'm just going to turn my red receipt on and just like not respond to anybody. Damn. And then I thought that also could be really fun.
I have no impulse control, so I can't read a text and not respond to it.
Right.
That's very true.
Yeah.
That's the difficulty.
Yeah.
Okay. So we've sort of agreed it's a crime. What would be the punishment?
I feel like that should be something. It's something that should happen that everyone knows when you're doing something, because that's what they apparently are really into. Knowing when you read something.
Yep.
I want to know when you're crying. I want to know when you gained 2 pounds. You have to just do announcements like that.
Yeah, you have to.
It's like public shame.
Public shaming. Yes, they should be publicly shamed. Yes,
that's like a Black Mirror episode. But I love it. Okay, awesome. Let's just get into this week's topic. I'm very excited for it. A lot of people loved our Fyre Festival episode. I think it's fair to say we like scams as long as we're not the victim of them.
Mm-hmm. Let's do it.
Great. So keeping in that trend, we're going to talk about this fake socialite who, I mean, I hate to use this phrase, but fuck it, broke the internet in like June of last year.
Yeah.
When this story came out in The Cut about her scamming ways. I'm talking about Anna Delvey. My personal hero and scammer extraordinaire.
Same.
Goals.
She's love her. Fucking awesome. I think the crazy thing about her, Danny, which you brought up, is how no one really knew who she was until The Cut and Vanity Fair did these like dueling articles about her.
Yeah, it's insane that she just kind of blew up out of nowhere for like public eye. Yeah.
Yeah. But she had been arrested a year before that.
Yeah.
I will say, to be honest, I actually didn't know who she was until the Firefest document. Oh, and then they were like, Anna Delvey. And then they showed a picture of a child in a jumpsuit. And I was like, who is this bitch?
And then the Welch's girl.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, Delvey is lit now. Isn't she on a sunscreen bottle? Like, isn't there a dog supposed to be eating her panties or something? But I literally, like, that's when and they were like, oh, not only as a scam. Because I think they talked about in the Firefest, they said her and Elizabeth Holmes, right?
Yes.
And so I was like, so I instantly had like a to like her, and then went on the deep dive, and of course found The Cut article that is 9 days long.
Oh yeah.
Read the whole thing. Like literally I think like just sat there. I felt like there's like a montage of like things like speeding up around me, like just like sitting there with the damn article. But it's so fascinating.
It's
because
so insane.
I don't hate her. I love her.
No. Yeah. I think that's the thing. It's like, for some reason, when a man scams, I'm like, lock him up. He's a sociopath. And when a woman does it, I'm like, can I be you?
Right. Yes. Also, I'm sorry. You need to just pitch that to Lifetime. When a man scams. Like, that is now
when a man scams. I love that.
But I feel the same way, because I'm like, this girl's a genius. I want to go to these nice dinners. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. All you have to do is tell people you're rich.
Yeah.
It really is. It's like, it's a certain language that like other rich people understand, that like if you just learn that, like nobody will fucking know the difference.
Well, I feel like rich people don't talk about money, right? I've heard that that's very gauche. I wouldn't know because I'm not rich.
Yeah. I mean, they don't talk about money, but I have a rich friend and she pretends to be regular, where like we were talking about.
Oh, that's the worst.
Oh my God. Yeah. We were talking about Valentine's Day and I was like, well, I don't know if I want to celebrate with my boyfriend because we just did this whole like birthday trip. My birthday's like a week before Valentine's Day. And she's like, oh my God. She's like, no, you don't have to do anything. Just get like, she's like, me and Scott sometimes we'll just get like pizza and caviar and blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, oh yeah. Like, I'm like, bitch, like, yeah. I'm not going to do that. Yeah, like, start. I don't have access, nor do I even know if I like that because I've never had it.
Never had, no.
So I was like, stop acting like you're like me.
Yeah. I kind of want to change my crime to rich people who act relatable.
Right? Yeah. Like, starting you're any not. Sentence with me and Scott yeah. sounds like a crime because that's out of my tax bracket. Scott. I'm like, I can't afford to be with a Scott or know a Scott.
I know. My other rich friend's husband's name is Shep, and I actually used Shep. To use his name, and I love him to death. He's the nicest person, but I used to use his name in, like, a joke where I'd be like, me and my husband, Shep.
Oh. It's like, sounds satirical.
Oh yeah, I'm like yeah. I'm like anything you suggest, I will not be able to
like a Brooks Brothers parody. Yeah, yeah.
Shep and oh Scott,
my gosh. Incredible. Okay, Anna Delvey though.
Anna Delvey.
She's quite a character. Quick bio on her: she was born Anna Sorokin in Russia, mm-hmm. and she moved to Germany when she was 16. However, her German was not good, so right. I don't know what's going on in the education system in Germany, but like. Okay, guys, fix it. She graduated high school in 2011 and moved to London to attend college. Then she dropped out, went back to Berlin. She interned at a PR firm, as you do, before moving to Paris and interning at a fashion magazine called Purple Magazine. And it's kind of there that she becomes Anna Delvey. I don't know what the name like means or signifies. Mm. I put it into one of those like name origin things and like literally got no results.
Really?
So she just made up a name, which is pretty cool. She emerges in New York in 2013, and that's where, like, Anna Delvey really becomes this persona. A lot of media outlets will categorize her as a socialite because she's kind of at every event and is all over Getty Images, which is how I personally measure fame.
Yes.
But she's kind of this, like, girl about town, but no one really knows who she is. Some people thought she was the daughter of a Russian diplomat or the heiress to a German antique business. Some thought her dad was an oil titan. And she told her best friend, Neff, who's a big figure in the Cut article, and she was the concierge at a fancy hotel. She told Neff that her dad just made solar panels. So she was just like,
right.
Yeah, she was this like mysterious person who just everyone assumed was rich. No one really knew anything about her. And yeah. That's yeah. where she starts.
It's honestly interesting that she was able to tell so many different, like, that it did take, because I think it took her, what, she got to live like this for, like, 2 years, two-ish or something, yeah. like, about. 2 or 3. But, like, that her story was completely fluid. It was, yeah. there was so much, there was an ever-changing source to her riches, which is crazy to me.
And it's interesting, too, because it's sort of, like, the who she is, it's sort of, like, a lot of people that you know, kind of, in New York.
Yes.
And you're just like, mm-hmm. yeah, I think their parents are rich, and they yeah. do yeah. PR or work
totally
at a bank.
Are.
It's all these, like, buzzwords that you're like, sure, that's a fact. Yeah. Like, that's someone who could exist. Yeah.
Yeah.
I also think her weird story makes her more believable, mm-hmm. because it's harder to fact check when you don't really have a true source to fact check. Not that these people were doing that anyway.
Right.
But also, it makes you sort of, like, a mythical figure almost, if you're like, oh, some people think she's this, but other, like, it's like Regina George, where you're like, I heard she does yeah. car commercials in Japan.
Yeah, she's totally a Regina George.
And also, it's one of those things, like, if someone tells you, like, they're from Germany, you're just like, I'm not gonna Google it. Yeah. I don't know how to do that. Yeah, like, what, like, 99 left balloons, that's short, like, you can do that. Yeah.
Left balloons. You're like, how many cities are there? I don't even know where you're from.
Yeah,
yeah, it would be wild. I guess that's true. I guess people, as long as, like, she was shelving out the money to, like, pay for things, nobody's gonna really question that. They're gonna take the dinner and be like, yeah,
oh,
you
know,
exactly,
like, they're gonna just live the life with her,
mm-hmm. for sure.
Yeah, but it is wild that she was like, as somebody who was smart enough to get away with this for a decent amount, that she wouldn't be like, I should probably stick to one story, you know, like, you just think it's like, she did so much stuff that where you're like, how did she get away with it for so long? But then she also was like not really covering her tracks that well.
Yeah, I think it's the kind of thing where she let people say whatever they were gonna say, and she didn't mm-hmm. really correct them.
That's smart.
That's so true. People love to talk and kind of like connect their own dots, and you're mm-hmm. just like, sure, that could be a fact.
Oh, yeah.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. What I love about Shopify is basically how no matter how big you want to grow, Shopify gives you everything you need to take control and take your business to the next level. I know we use Shopify here at Betches, and honestly, anyone with any kind of business could really benefit from Shopify. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere, from their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S., and Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/betches, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/betches now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/betches.
All right, so getting into what she did allegedly, because as of right now, she's still on trial. Like,
yeah,
neither confirmed or denied. And but what we kind of all got from like The Cut and Vanity Fair, because mm-hmm. those are the two major articles that did a deep dive into her and yeah. kind of brought her to like international attention.
Yes.
She lived a almost like kind of like a fairy tale life for New York, staying like scamming people out of over like $275,000 worth of like luxury hotel rooms, dinners, mm-hmm. trips, the whole nine yards, everything on like a dream journal. And a lot of it took place at 11 Howard, where The Cut reported that she stayed at for the majority of yeah. her time before hopping around. And it's a very fancy hotel. And when she started staying there, they said that it was like kind of more on the newer side. So people were sort of, you know, the kinks being like, okay, she might know someone somewhere type of thing, or she's just someone staying here. She racked up a bill of over $30,000 there, which I mean, like, I know, like, room service, whole nine yards.
All of it.
And she would go to fancy restaurants with her friends, kind of doing all the things that socialites you imagine do every night, a different new restaurant, new club, thing like that. She threw a birthday party one time and straight up just didn't pay the bill.
She left.
Yeah. And the restaurant only, like, reached out to one of her friends over Instagram who posted about her. I was like, do you know her? Like, she owes a... like, she owes us money. And the guy, it's kind of funny, the guy who posted the Instagram also got scammed by her.
Yeah.
She took and bought her friends, like, personal training lessons that cost over $4,000, like $4,500, I believe The Cut reported, mm-hmm. Which is just an insane price that she was just like, oh, this is happening. All in cash, too.
All in cash,
every
yeah.
transaction is allegedly done through cash. No credit, no trail through that. She had a designer in London for her branding, do her branding work, and didn't pay him over £16,000. And I studied abroad in London. The pounds are more expensive than dollars, so that's more yes. than $16,000.
Yes.
And then the biggest kicker is she took a trip to Morocco worth over $60,000, and went with her personal trainer and the photo editor for Vanity Fair, who Vanity Fair did the their
Rachel,
story with.
Rachel Williams?
Rachel, mm-hmm. yeah.
Rachel something Williams, like that. Right? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And stuck her friend with the bill because she didn't give the hotel a credit card to keep on file. And the friend allegedly used like a credit card that she used for work expenses and things like that to help pay off.
Yeah, okay. That's the biggest question I had throughout this entire scam is just they rack up, I think it's $62,000.
Yeah.
This girl, Rachel, pays on her credit card. How do you have a credit limit that high? It's bothered me ever since.
Because especially this is the girl that also said that she only at the time of the trip had $400 yeah. in her account, right? That, but she has this like crazy line yeah. of
that's
credit.
That's not how credit works. Yeah, I'm like, wow. Yeah, I've thought about her like every day since this story
yeah,
broke.
Interesting. Yeah, because it's, and also they were, they reported that her salary also, it's not like she was making like $400,000 at a
no, they said $62,000 was like more, her salary yeah. or more than that for the
yeah.
year.
Yeah.
Whatever bank she got that credit yeah. card from, like, hey, right? let me apply.
Yeah, let's do a little dance. Yeah.
At us. We want one.
And like the kind of like the coming to the head, the main heart of the story for The Cut and Vanity Fair and Anna Delvey is that she was trying to do while all of this, her passion was making the Anna Delvey Foundation.
Right.
We all want a foundation. ADF.
We too.
She attempted to raise, everything else was like in the 100,000s, she wanted to raise $25 million for a dynamic visual yeah. art center.
Which honestly, like thinking about it in New York, might not even have been enough.
Oh, no.
For, like, well, that's what she
was coming
to
into so many issues trying
that's
to get.
That's pretty true. Yeah. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I mean, that whole building thing was so weird because they wanted it to be like an art gallery on the bottom floor with restaurants and residences.
And a juice bar. And
it just sounded yeah. like Soho House.
That's like literally just
with art.
Yeah. Go to Soho House or Equinox. You'll spend yeah. as much money yeah. and you won't have to.
Or yeah, I'm pretty sure that's the price of an Equinox membership. Yeah.
Oh my God.
So weird.
But like it worked. Like she reached out to all these investors like like prominent people at always at Nobu. Joel Cohen was allegedly there. Jordan Belfort, the prosecutor, who was the Wolf of Wall Street origin person. All these people were in her circle that she was talking to make this happen. And she ended up getting linked up with big financial institutions like the City National Bank, mm-hmm. Fortress Investment Groups to actually make this happen.
Yeah.
She has follow through.
Yeah. She had like a guy, like I think like advocating for her money. She had that guy, Andrew Lance, I think was his name. And he was like this partner in this practice real estate group who was basically like on her behalf, like linking her and getting her, like securing her all this stuff. And it was when she was scamming the, I think it must be the 16,000 pounds was the guy that did the pitch deck and all that stuff.
Must have been.
Mm-hmm. Yes. He was like, he posted this little kind of thread on Twitter where he actually shared a couple of her emails, which I was telling you guys about before. But he was saying that every time he would start to question her, like somebody else would come and like muscle in and basically tell him to like shut the fuck up and all that stuff. So people were like behind her. People like actually were full on putting themselves on the line for her fake money as well, which is like, that's the part that's kind of cuckoo about this, is that how she could, even though she's like, whatever, clearly a crazy, like how you now involved other people in this. Like, I mean, not even the people you scammed, but people that are like standing up for you as well.
I feel like it really just smacks a fire festival.
Oh, same. Yeah.
And it really is.
It's
yeah.
even like people that are in that world who are just rich and used to it, but even people like Neff, who's worked at the hotel and kind of just started putting her job on the line to kind of make be friends with this girl and just like get caught up in that.
Yeah.
So I'm guessing that she's kind of like typical scammer vibes, very charming and sweet, and can kind of just like make you fall under her.
Well, not even, because the Cut article, I think, or is Vanity Fair, doesn't really matter which one. They mm-hmm. say they're like, she wasn't hot. She wasn't particularly nice.
No.
She just like was around. I don't even.
Yeah.
But that's my issue. I'm not hot. I'm not nice. And I'm always around. I got no money.
You're like, where's my Macaulay Culkin dinner? She went to dinner with Macaulay Culkin. That was a big thing in the Cut article.
I feel like you just need to befriend some like white people who will link you up with some investment bankers.
That sounds so boring to do. I guess I give her credit for that. Like talking to like an investment banker to be like, hey, I can't.
Yeah, maybe you can go on like a dating app or something and filter by investment bankers.
It sounds so crazy.
Seeking investments.
Yeah. Exactly. But who is taking this girl seriously, looking like the child that she is, though? Which we've said before. Like, I swear to God,
say, don't babyface shame her.
Yeah. But listen. We're all grown ups here. But this bitch, I swear to God, like I would ask if she wanted like mac and cheese at dinner and like a booster seat. I would never show her a piece of $1 million property. Like, who are these people that are looking at a tiny child and being like, you have? I guess rich kids are the ones that spend the most anyway, because they have no fucking consequences.
Dakota Fanning.
I waited on her. She was actually sweet.
Really?
Yes, I did. Name drop.
You're like, that's my Macaulay Culkin.
I'm Macaulay Culkin. Are the Fanning girls? I had both of them at a table.
Wow.
And listen, they ate chips. They're just like us. Stars. They're just like us. They have chips.
Fans of the Fannings.
fans of the Fannings. That's my new. Follow me on Instagram. Fans of the Fannings. But yeah, no, it's just wild. It's wild that she was able to, because even when she was talking about the ADF, she like met with like full on, which famous chef was it? It wasn't Gordon Ramsay, but it was like Mara Patel.
I think she met with the founder of Nobu.
Yeah.
She met with like wild people.
And they were the ones that were like, oh my God, make this. And they were not only just like yes-ing it, they were like, oh my God, yeah, let's make it a hotel. Let's make residence. Yeah. Let this happen. So it's sort of like, she also started to get be like, yes, I'm going to do that. I'm going to do that. Yeah.
And this
yes.
is kind of why it also reminds me of Fyre Festival, because maybe I'm just a hater, but at the core, Fyre Media and the Anna Delvey Foundation are terrible fucking ideas.
Yes. Yes, absolutely.
It's like, why do I need, like, I don't want an app to talk to Coldplay, and I don't want to go like eat like $50 sushi at this random place on Park Avenue.
Yeah, you'd be looking at a sculpture while you did it.
True.
Clearly of like a tit
so
or something.
Weird.
But speaking of the foundation, that's kind of what ended up starting her downfall, because as she was trying to secure this loan in, I think, around November of 2016, she started submitting all these documents claiming her net worth of 60 million in Swiss accounts to
60 million
Bank.
Euros.
60 million euros, which, as we know, is more than dollars. So this bitch was trying to claim so much money. So to City National Bank, and she was trying to get a loan of $22 million. I think it was between 22 and 25. She was like, mm-hmm. I mean, she was really reaching for the stars. And so in December, she submitted all these fake documents to Fortress in an attempt to secure the, $25 million to $35 million loan. Pardon me. She wants way more money than that. And so the bank asked her for $100,000 to perform due diligence. I don't know what to do. due diligence means, but I'm sure it's a
bank to like check her assets.
Right.
I agree with
that. Do what no one else
just in case
did.
Anybody else doesn't know what due diligence means, because I wasn't about to say that word and be like, we all know due diligence, because I don't know due diligence. So she basically convinced a representative at City National to extend her line of credit for the $100,000 for this due diligence, which she then wired to Fortress. Then apparently spooked by Fortress's decision to send representatives to Switzerland to personally check her assets, she withdrew herself from the process halfway through, wiring the remaining $55,000 to a Citibank account that she used for quote unquote personal expenses like shopping at Net-a-Porter, according to the New York DA's office.
So basically, if I can explain this, like what was happening was she was sort of playing two banks at once. She like takes out a huge loan at this one bank, uses it to pay off this other bank, and then eventually just takes that money for herself to shop at Net-a-Porter, right, which is like, girl, like, I feel like I could afford something on Revolve if I really, and like Net-a-Porter if I really wanted to, like, dream bigger.
Yeah, it's funny. It's like you and that bank she told you not to worry about situation.
Yeah,
but it's, and it goes to show, it's kind of like, even when you, we were talking about, if you use smart words, like people just think you're rich and agree with you.
I couldn't
like,
even read
like
that.
That's what, even when she, when you were saying it, I was like, wait, that does make sense. Like,
it does.
And also just like, cause she did have, it's clearly like not an entirely business brain, but she was smart enough and like a, to like connive them over email and things like that. It's insane.
And this if you part, actually, oh, sorry, go ahead.
Oh, I was going to say this part to me almost feels like a Ponzi scheme.
Yeah.
It's like there's so very much so. So much scams in this scam.
I read the email that she sent to that, the graphic designer, because you will, this, you will see that like she knew the lingo. She learned what she needed to learn to sound like she was backed up by all this information. Like, yeah, you're right. She was like smart enough to like learn that stuff, and apparently really good at falsifying and forging bank documents. Which I guess, yeah, I don't know what they look like. I'm sure I could like scribble out something and it'd be like, "Give me money," you know, or something.
Give me
and
my money. Yeah.
It's crazy.
And, but it is so funny too, like the Net-a-Porter and everything. It's like she, it goes to show that she really is just like this, like teenage 20 something. Because she, everything she spent money on was kind of like either like over the top extravagant or like stupid. Like the $400 shirt from The Shining for Neff, because like she liked that movie. Like, you don't need to do that. And like even like all the shopping streets you'd go on, I'd be at kind of what you said, like stores that you're like, you can just shop there.
I read like this a regular job.
But she's like, I went to the butcher's daughter. I'm like, yeah, the avocado
Me
toast.
Too. But I've never been to Sedell's where she had her birthday party. And now I feel like we need to get a drink there.
With the Fannings. Yeah.
With the Fannings. I'll text them. I'll ask them. I'll be like, remember me? I served you chips 5 years ago. they might. So in April 2016, that was kind of finally the end of the end after this like 2 year kind of like spree where she was just the richest person in the world. All of her cards started getting declined. One time she was at a fancy dinner in Soho and Neff actually got stuck with the bill, and she says it was really hard for her. I remember reading the Cut article. She was like, it just sucks because it's like I knew that it, I should pay, like she had paid for all the stuff, but I also didn't have the money to pay for it. But I, you know, this was a friend that I was trying to help out. And the bill was like a couple hundred dollars, which if you're, you know, a concierge at a hotel, you're not, I mean, unless of course Anna is your friend and she's handing you hundreds, but for the most part, you're not making a ton of money. So paying that was a huge deal. And then not long after that, 11 Howard realized that they didn't have a working credit card. Like you said, new hotel. I mean, let's find a new hotel. I would do that. I'd be like, you don't need a credit card. I'm just going to hang out. But they realized that they didn't have anything. So they locked her out of her room and they took all her things in her room. And I read this part that she actually, on advice from Martin Shkreli, who is the the loser walking freaking sock condom. He just, he was disgusting in his face. That's not even a thing. I don't even know what a sock, but he is one. told her, like, threatened to buy website domain names and all the managers' names so that they have to pay you money for them afterwards. So apparently she, I mean, this is all on like theories and stuff, that she did threaten them with that kind of stuff, but eventually moved on to another hotel, which then they all communicated and kicked her out of that one as well. But she was able to pay the initial $30,000 bill by writing a bad check for $160,000 to a bank. And then she was able to immediately withdraw $70,000, which was one of the main things for me where I went, I could do this, you know.
Yeah.
I was just like, wait, what? Because I have friends in college that used to like put shredded paper in a in an envelope and deposit it into a bank and just take the cash out temporarily. I mean, this is for like $100 to go buy beer or like go to like our local bar.
Are your friends in jail?
$900.
I don't think so. I mean, they're on Instagram, but I don't know. Okay. But withdrawing $70K from a bad check and paying then off her thing. But she, you know, eventually, like, it just, she had already racked up too much to make it worth it. So she just kept getting kicked out.
In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 5% off your first purchase with code REBAGNEW. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAGNEW for 5% off your first purchase.
I kind of want to circle back to this shredded paper thing. Yeah. However, that could be for another time. Maybe not on a recording. Yeah. Not the best time.
No, we can just try that on our own.
Yeah. Right.
We'll keep you guys posted.
Small amounts.
So timeline-wise, she gets kicked out of 11 Howard. Then the Morocco incident happens.
Yeah.
Then Anna comes back to New York, and she is spiraling. She's broke. Her friends are pissed at her. Her debtors are coming knocking on the door. She kind of starts bouncing around various New York hotels, like the W, other stuff I don't remember. And her stays get increasingly shorter because the hotel industry is like, hey, watch out for this girl. Like, she's going to pretend to give you a fake wire transfer.
Right.
Essentially. So they're on the lookout. Eventually, in September or October of 2017, she is arrested on a ton of charges, including grand larceny and theft of services. And she is eventually indicted and now faces up to 15 years in prison. She is currently not on trial yet, but the trial is very soon. So she's at Rikers right now. And so basically, we're just waiting to see what happens. The trial starts February 25th. So, okay, should be coming soon. as far as prison time, so actually there have been some pretty recent updates.
Yeah.
On June 5th, 2018, her lawyer entered a plea deal and she wanted to do 1 to 3 years in prison, which, okay, yeah, I'm sure we all would want to do 1 to 3 years in prison.
Did
if
wonders
we're
for
facing.
Teresa's body, yeah.
Yeah, it's like, okay, yes, if you can choose. Obviously, that plea deal was rejected by the judge, who claimed she saw no remorse in Delvey's eyes, which I believe. Then in turn, Delvey's defense team turned down a counter offer of 9 years in prison. So buckle your seatbelts because we're going to trial.
Yes.
Cannot wait.
I also like the kind of a funny part of all this, too, is that as she was getting kicked out of all these hotels, like you were saying, they were also taking all her stuff that she had like taken all this big money to buy. So like her fancy Net-a-Porter stuff. Was
like just
getting,
sell that
like,
shit on Poshmark. Get your shit back.
I know. Honestly, but it was like all getting seized. Also, I read that that they actually did offer her, besides the one that she rejected, they offered her a plea deal as well, saying like you can serve a short time, but just go back to fucking where you came from. Like, get out of here. Go back to Germany. And she was like, now. Like, apparently she thinks she did nothing wrong. Like, she's kind of, like, still in her lies, being like, I really honestly did everything because of this foundation. Because I wanted to be a businesswoman. Like, she was quoted in saying, I know I did some stuff wrong, but I did a lot of stuff right. Yeah. And you're like,
well, and it's like, if check fraud is right, then okay.
I don't want
to
be wrong.
My rent is going to be a lot easier to pay.
Yes.
But that's what's so, like, she would have a common thing a lot with, like, scammers and people like that. She would have an answer to every question asked of her, just like, oh, yeah. Like, even, like, be like, oh, where are your friends? Because like through all this happening, she would lose more and more friends.
Yeah.
And Neff would be like, where are your friends going? She's like, no, they're mad that I left purple. And she's just like, oh, I guess work draw. Okay, something like that. Yeah, so she's just like, she's quick with things.
There's a level of delusion I wish I possessed.
Right.
I think I'd be a lot further in my career if I bought into my own bullshit. You know?
Wouldn't we all?
Yeah, right?
I'm also mad now realizing I didn't know theft of service. It makes sense. I didn't know that was a thing.
Well, it was like when she would like dine and dash.
Dine and dash,
I think was kind of how the law really started to catch up with her. Like, she really tried to dine and dash at the very end of her scamming tenure. Right. And they called the police on her.
Only Rihanna can do that with a wine glass. Like, she's the only person who's allowed to leave a restaurant with a glass of wine and be like, you're good. Yeah.
Yeah. But I also, it's interesting where they caught her, that as she was homeless in New York, she just decided to check herself into rehab.
Oh, yeah. Like, hey, in L.A., I'm pretty sure. Yeah,
Passages, which is like the dream. I'm always like, one day,
the
maybe.
Mel Gibson.
Like, it just seems like gorgeous on the, it's like
that's
beachfront.
How you know you've made it.
Right? I know, I'm honestly like, oh.
It's like, honestly, they probably let him drink there. I mean, it's like so nice.
Mimosas, yeah, yeah.
Just kidding. No. All jokes for people that are struggling. Okay, so we bring it to a screeching halt. But it is, it's like she was smart enough, though, to go and put herself up in housing.
Yeah.
You know, again, and a whole different coast. So this bitch is that was just, one of my she's tricky.
Favorite, too, of like when Neff went to visit. She's like, oh, having the time of my life in Rikers. And she was like, oh, well, you know, like New York for spring and fall, LA for winter, Europe for summer. And I'm just like,
yeah, like Anna, that's not how prisons work.
Yeah. No. I'm like, you can't get
a seasonal transfer. Yeah. What are you talking about?
I know.
And she's like, maybe I'll go to Alcatraz.
Yeah.
Oh my God, that would be
get
so
a change
funny.
Of scenery. Right.
Yeah. I've never seen San Francisco. But apparently she like loves prison. Like all these things.
Yeah.
Like, she's still in this delusion where she's like, I don't know, it's not so bad. It's a fascinating
sociological experiment is what she called it.
Yes. Yeah. And apparently like I read one thing that was like, she's like in with the right people to be in with at prison. You're like, what the hell is going on with all these smart people that are falling for this, you know, this thing. But yeah, apparently the bitch loves prison. She's like, it's cool.
It's like a rousing endorsement for prison.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wait, but speaking of prison. Okay. So I follow Anna on Instagram.
Yeah.
This is a true fact. My life has improved because of it. She literally, I guess she must have had Neff take a picture and upload it, but she geotagged it from Rikers Island right after the news of this story broke on June 13th, which is like a whole other level. That's because iconic. You'd think that if you're like currently facing all these felony charges, you'd want to lay low. And instead she's like, here I am, bitches, with like a fucking animal filter.
Yeah.
She's wild.
She's crazy. Her Instagram is still active. It's the real Anna Delvey, or I think real Anna Delvey, if you guys want to follow it. It's just so like funny because she has the Instagram aesthetic of like a moody 14-year-old girl.
Literally,
she
yes.
Does. It's like all these photos are these weird pouty selfies and they're like half cropped to make it look more interesting than it is.
Yeah,
and they all have like the little dog filters or cheetah. Like she's using Snapchat filters and uploading them on Instagram.
Yeah. How old are you?
Yeah.
I think
she's 12. That's the real scam.
Is
she's secretly 12.
We're going to find out that she's just a baby. She was born in 2010.
In a trench coat.
Yes. Yes, there's another Anna Delvey below her. Ooh. She just wants to see rated R movies. It's all been aroused. But I think she's since deleted the Rikers Island.
She did,
selfie.
But I screenshotted it. You can see it in an article on Betches.com. This is a true fact.
And also, it's Sarah's background on her phone.
Yeah. Sarah's currently wearing a t-shirt with the photo on it.
Okay, guys. No one's supposed to know about that.
It's so funny, too, because, like, yeah, her Instagram's getting active, and I feel like she's been getting more followers. It's not like people are like, oh, this girl. It's like people are starting to follow her because they're so interested with what she is and who she is and this whole thing. And not only, like, are regular people interested, like, Shonda Rhimes and Lena Dunham are.
Yeah.
And the fact that they're now making, like, a miniseries about her. And so I remember when the Cut article broke, like, a few weeks later, it was reported that Shonda Rhimes, when she moved to Netflix, was going to option this to be a series there.
Mm-hmm.
But then in the same, like, week, Lena Dunham also announced that she wants to do something with it for HBO. So this girl's getting two shows about her by the two, like, forefronts of like
which
TV production,
like,
now
probably what she this is like actually her dream.
No,
yeah,
you know
these
what I mean?
The dueling series, it's again the Fyre Festival comparisons just keep on coming.
And it's funny too because I remember you were just saying that the judge saw no remorse in her eyes.
Oh yeah.
And because it was reported that she was more interested in who was going to play her in these series.
Yep.
And the two people, I mean, look her up on Instagram. You say what you say. She wants the two people she has in mind is Jennifer Lawrence and Margot Robbie.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sorry, that's like same.
Yeah, wouldn't like, we all want Margot Robbie to play us?
I would love just like to go up to Margot Robbie, and be like, "Oh my God, you look at Anna Delvey." She'll just jump in the Hudson. She's like, "Cool."
But it's funny because I know we've also we mentioned Elizabeth Holmes and we'll be, you know, talking about that on a later episode. But Jennifer Lawrence is already playing Elizabeth Holmes.
Yes. So ooh, like, try again. Anna.
Sorry, Anna. Yeah. You take two. I like that. I think they were saying like Lindsay Lohan's also. I'm like, you deserve Lindsay Lohan.
Yeah.
You. I'm sure Lindsay Lohan would actually get really too wrapped up and be like, I remember this part of my life. You know, like,
oh my God.
I wouldn't
really
be surprised
fun.
If they cross paths like somehow. Like, yeah.
Totally.
Maybe Anna will just go to Mykonos.
This is how you party in Mykonos,
and
bitch.
Start a beach club. I would watch that show.
Same. That's where she's gonna get her ADF.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So
ADF SPF. Yeah.
Who do you think should play her?
Ooh, I think that that Debbie girl from Shameless.
Oh,
the
yeah.
The curly hair one.
Deb.
I'm sorry. She's Emma typecasted, something. But she's been famous for like 12 years and it's a good thing going for her.
Yeah.
She is a spitting image of Anna Delvey.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And she has that like childlike face as well.
Yeah. So. Yeah. Very much baby mm-hmm. face. Yeah.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Interesting. Do you have any thoughts?
I don't have anything. I mean, I don't think she deserves anyone. I honestly think Lindsay Lohan would be a funny one just because they're just our obsession with this like lifestyle mm-hmm. and how they both kind of crossed over into this like, oh, how fancy and fun. And then they just kind of both fell is funny to me.
I mean, I sort of feel like Lena Dunham looks more like her than Margot Robbie does.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I could see that
person.
Right. Yeah. I feel like Lena Dunham's. Oh my. Adaptation is also just going to be like very whiny and annoying.
Yeah. I feel like Lena Dunham will be in it. She's like, yeah, yeah. Anna, like she's exactly. going to write in.
I
she's
think
like,
she'll be in it. No, I was. She'll be Neff.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh god, I almost fell this chair. Where it's like, I'm so excited.
Lena Dunham
like,
hears us. Yeah.
I know. Whereas Shonda Rhimes is going to be like Anna Delvey, just being like, my but JJ wants to buy this hotel or something.
Oh
like
my god.
I would love.
That
I mean,
didn't she make up that word? On Grey's Anatomy. Yeah, she made up vajayjay on Grey's Anatomy.
Really?
That's wow. where it started.
That's her
yes.
legacy.
Wow. That's Shonda Rhimes' made up vajayjay. It was, I think, Bailey said Bailey. It. She's like, my vajayjay. And that's where it started. So.
Oh, my God.
Thank you.
What an icon.
Pen drop.
That's probably what she did when she wrote yeah. down the word vajayjay. Yeah, she's like, pen drop. Yeah, I'm good. Yeah. She's like, I don't need an
she's
Emmy.
Like, I
yeah.
did it.
I think, Casey, you touched on this earlier, or maybe it was Danny, whatever, it's early in the morning. but the media is kind of painting her as this, like, calculated scammer who wanted to get rich. But the DA's office is kind of just painting her as this, like, buffoon who just wanted to shop.
Yeah.
And she really objects to that. She really, like, still is feeling like she was this serious businesswoman. And it, like, literally still clinging to this narrative that she was going to start this foundation.
Yeah.
How do you guys see her?
I see her just as, like... just a scammer. Yeah, I don't see like the legitimacy of her at all. I don't think, but it's also a thing. Like, I don't think she was just doing it for like a shopping spree. I think she was doing it because she was someone who like saw this lifestyle that's super cool and mm-hmm. was like, I want that. How do I get that? And then started doing this. And then it kind of just she was like, oh, I can do this. What else can I do? And it kind of she snowballed herself into this other world because she is like a pretty cuckoo.
yeah, she's le cuckoo.
Yeah.
That's where she had fancy dinners. Right. Yeah, I think it's, I believe that there's a level of scam. I believe there's a level of delusion. I believe that she, somewhere in the middle, whether she started it this way or whether she didn't, but she truly believed what she was doing was going to be for this foundation that was going to be like change all of our lives, mm-hmm. which as we've already discussed, it wouldn't have.
It wasn't even a nonprofit.
Get in. Yeah, no, yeah. It wasn't
How
even going
to foundation.
Yeah, it was going to be a full on exclusive fucking thing yeah. that like wouldn't be for the people. But I think halfway through she really was like, this is what I'm doing it for. And then just kind of really started to believe mm-hmm. that and then made her narrative around her, this level of like delusion that she got.
I mean, I could almost believe that she actually did intend to start this foundation and all this money that she was spending is like almost the way people like in multi-level marketing companies justify buying a ton of inventory. It's mm-hmm. like, oh, you got to spend money to make money.
That's so real.
So like I'm kind of inclined to believe that she sort of did intend to really start this in the same way that I do think Billy did set to create Fyre Festival, and I think he really thought it was going to happen, mm-hmm. but he just personally wasn't going to do any of the yeah. work to make it happen.
It's mm-hmm. sort of like how I'm like, no, I'm going to meal prep this week, but I'm going to do no work for it, but mm-hmm. I want all the results,
right.
and I'm ready
right.
to spend like $100 at Whole mm-hmm. Foods.
Yeah. Right, just but magically mm-hmm. it's going to come together, yeah. and like the meal prep festival foundation fairy is just going to work it out.
Yeah, or you eat like,
there.
Or you eat like one salad, and you're like, yeah. where's the results? Yeah. Where's my six pack? I made a salad.
Yeah, right.
So I guess we should end in, I mean, there's so many questions. Let's end with these questions.
Okay.
Number one, what was like the most shocking part of this whole story to you guys?
I was kind of shocked by, because I know whenever I read about like scandals or crimes and stuff like that, and it's only through cash, a lot of times it's for like here and there type of situations or for like drugs or something like that. This girl was fronting so much mm-hmm. of everything with just like cash and not getting questions asked, which mm-hmm. is like, I'm like, how are you paying for like hotel rooms with that, giving money to everything like that, and just having like 12 credit card numbers that don't work ever. I just
was in like, a book.
In a book, yeah. Yeah. I was like, yeah, that, I thought that was so interesting because I'm like, usually it's like there's like a card that just like she'll never pay off or something like that. But I'm like, where is this like pot of gold she's keeping? Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I the kind of along the same lines. It's wild to me that she was able to stay so long at this hotel and then just charge the dinners to the room and then just never pay for the room. And it's just shocking that she was able to actually stay there for as long as she did before they were like, you know, I mean, there's only, I mean, I've told people a lot of things about myself, but they've never just let me stay at a hotel for free. You know, like I've never got to eat at La Cucu with Kevin McAllister. That's, you know, a personal dream of mine too. And also, like I said before, just shocked that you can just write a check to a bank and pull out as much cash that as you can.
Blows my mind.
Yeah.
It's, I have to literally be talked out of doing this. I literally think that I
might mean, if you do try. It, just tell us who you want to play you in the movie yeah. about
oh, gotcha.
It.
Gotcha.
And Venmo me some.
Yeah.
Yes. Gotcha. And we'll keep it quiet. Yeah. Just give us a couple grand each. Yeah. Yeah. Just those two things are just shocking to me. And of course that she looks like she's in diapers.
Agreed. I think outside of the $62,000 credit card limit, which we've already discussed, still will haunt me for the rest of my life.
Yes.
I just think the fact that she really took go big or go home to like another level. Like she wasn't just buying a personal training session. She was dropping almost $5,000 on
yeah.
it.
Mm-hmm.
And she wasn't just like at a nice, decent hotel like the Marriott or something where yeah. you think they'd be like less diligent about credit cards. Yeah. Like she was like, no, I'm going to be at the fanciest one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I just think the audacity.
I mean, she went big and now she refuses to go home.
Yeah. Right now she calls the Rikers home.
Yes. Yeah. Now she's exactly. at a different home.
Speaking of Rikers, how long do you think she should go to jail for? Remember, she's facing up to 15 years in prison.
I kind of want her to do the whole 15.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like they'll let her out in like 10.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, white people shit. They'll
totally. Billy McFarland. Yeah.
Yeah. It's like she's going to probably do like, she'll probably get six sentenced to like 6 years, mm-hmm. do like four of them.
And then I
be out here selling fake tickets to the Met Gala.
Yeah.
Literally, I feel like that's what's gonna, she's going to leave. She's probably going to make a ton of connections in prison. I feel like yes. she's already doing that.
Yeah.
And then leave stronger than ever.
Do you guys, is she going to make any yeah. money off of these movies?
I don't think
I don't
legally
know how
you,
that works.
I don't really think legally that you can.
But she probably like
doesn't.
Will
don't
get
the feds like seize your assets?
They
I ask you
right?
like you know.
Yeah. I'm like, well, actually, I mean, probably do. No, I don't. I have no
due
idea.
Due diligence. Yeah.
they probably have to do some due diligence.
I feel like the because I wonder if it's one of those things because now it's no longer it's optioned from like the Cut and the Vanity Fair articles.
Yeah.
So mm-hmm. I feel like it's one of those things where the source material it's now her like their story and not so much her, like they just wrote about her
yeah
in a sense where it wasn't like her writing for the Cut this is my story it's totally. More so them like hey you're busted type of thing
yeah isn't Neve a writer though
she
she's a director
I was wondering if she was gonna be
I was reading that she was actually like approached to direct a couple mm-hmm. of movies but she had told Paper Magazine that the people that she knew in film were like don't do that. It's going to cheapen the whole thing. And like, you're not going to be able to make the best movie because she's so close to it.
That's nice that's of true. Them to do.
Yeah. to not give her the job.
yeah.
That's the nicest way to be fired. Director's yeah. dream of directing their own story. Yeah. That was nice of them.
So, okay. Where do you place Anna in like the Billy McFarlane's and even the Bernie Madoffs of the world?
She's almost more impressive, mm-hmm. I feel like, in this world. Because I'm
interesting.
Like, usually you would have it be like, it's kind of typical for like, okay, these white guys in mm-hmm. suits are going into meetings saying, I'm going to do this, this, and this. And everyone's like, okay. But this girl just kind of,
yeah.
it looks very much just like, no, honey, what are you, like, you're just like, yeah. La Colombe's down the street. What are you doing here? And she's kind of just like, no, this is what I'm happening. This is what I'm doing. And she's kind of, she became like a puppeteer for all these yeah. white guys who usually call the shots.
Yeah.
Okay, fair.
I feel like both those other guys like had a certain amount of research and a certain level of knowledge. Like, you know what I mean? Like Bernie Madoff obviously like already worked at this place. Like he mm-hmm. saw the inner workings and like saw an opportunity to do this thing, but he was already kind of versed in what he was doing.
For sure.
And then Billy McFarlane also like came from a decent background, came mm-hmm. from money, had all this stuff and was just like, you know, and started this other company. He was always kind of a scam entrepreneur. So he had experience. She just kind of was like, I don't like being a truck driver's daughter. I hate fucking Russia. Like, let me just go to New York and party my balls
relatable.
Off.
She's
like, and you know so what I mean? Yeah, but she didn't have any prior, like she basically, I feel like it's one of those things that like saw how life could work mm-hmm. on like probably from like social media or reading magazine or just like literally just saw the American Dream, like the Little essentially. Mermaid, yeah, it's like the
Little Mermaid. She wanted some legs. Yeah.
She was a fish and she came here and now she's married to Eric. So it's fun. But I mean, I think that that's the difference, that she mm-hmm. didn't have the resource. She kind of came here and made it herself.
Yeah, I mean, I would definitely put her on the same level as Billy, I feel like. I mean, totally. there's so many comparisons. Mm-hmm. I don't think she's quite as bad as Bernie Madoff. Yeah. Like, it's, no. I mean, okay, there's, it's one thing to scam a bunch of rich people. It's another thing to scam people out of their retirements.
That's the, yeah. Because, yeah. I mean, the thing is, like, she also, in her scamming, the people could have, like, it's not like they were like, oh, I have to do this. Like, oh, this sounds like a cool opportunity.
Right. I don't think anyone really got hurt by her scams, except for that girl from Vanity Fair. I hope she gets her $62K back.
We have to start a
round of drinks on
a GoFundMe. Yeah. Like she's no Marie from the Bahamas.
Yeah. I heard Marie, isn't she also like suing Ja Rule too? Probably. Or something like that?
Who is it? I'm going to sue Ja Rule too. You know what? I'm going to get down in that. Yeah.
So, I mean, at the heart of it, how do you guys think, aside from check fraud, which was the literal reason of how she was able to get away with this, but like, how do you think she was able to get away with this outside of committing fraud?
I think it's kind of just like it's almost like a perfect tell-all about the horror reality of New York, when people just love the idea of like status and you get wooed. Yeah. Everyone goes to new restaurants, new clubs and stuff like that. And if there's someone that seems like a little gatekeeper or cool or seems like a little bit
we don't ask questions
higher than you, you're like, oh, this girl wants to let me sit at her table for some bottle service. Sure. We're in this now.
Yeah. We will absolutely mooch off of that. We don't question power. We just want to be part of it. Like this is all of our problems.
And then also probably we'll all do this. And it's kind of a thing where we were talking about at the beginning where also then rich people love to kind of show off their wealth too. So she was getting people to mooch on, and then she was with these people that are like, oh, I can pay the card. I can do this. Mm-hmm. So it's sort of just everyone, it was just like greed at everyone's head and their obsession with status. And then this girl was like the socialite du jour of the time. Mm-hmm. So they're like, oh, I have to get behind her.
Yeah, absolutely.
Do you have any additional thoughts?
No, I mean, I agree. I think it's all part of this world we're living in where, you know, we want what we don't have. And so when somebody has what we perceive as like amazing or cool or fun, we're like, how can I get in that and how can I do that? And so people just latched on and they wanted to believe that she could take them out to dinner every night and do all these things.
I feel that. I also think at the heart it's you pretty much boils down to a criminal combination of confidence and white privilege. Mm-hmm. Because if she was not, I mean, I know she was a woman, so she was at a bit of a disadvantage, but if she was not white, like, she would not be doing this shit.
No.
Like, and also, I mean, confidence is key. That's what we always go back to with scamming. It's like, she had such crazy audacity to be trying to get a $25 million loan. Mm-hmm. And I think there was also, I think she's very emotionally intelligent, which I think a lot of scammers are.
Right.
Where I read reports that kind of seem to indicate that there was perhaps a bit of subtle manipulation and gaslighting, because like when stuff wouldn't work out, she would either like cry or just like double down.
Totally.
And like get mad at the person accusing her of not being legit. Mm-hmm. So,
which I feel like is always the number one sign that the person is shady. Like anytime someone gets defensive, I mean, and this is even true, like relationship wise, people wise, anytime somebody gets defensive, like I'm not like they're
yeah, yeah, they're doing
like, cause if they really were, it'd be like, I mean, come on. Like people are reasonable when it's not true. But when they are doing something bad, they absolutely like go over and attack.
As Margaret Joseph said on The Real Housewives of New Jersey, struck a nerve. If you freak out,
struck a nerve. Wow. I love
that. What a great place to end.
So I have a question for you guys though, and that I'm really interested because I think I know what my answer would be. Would either of you trade in, let's call it the full 15 years in prison, Rikers, which apparently is a party, for living like 2.5 years like in the lap of luxury?
My thing is, I already live above my means in the sense that I like Uber pool a lot. So I'm kind of good just racking up my little debt here and there. Yeah. And I would last the prison sentence. I mean, they would just be like, oh, girl, no. So I'll write out the Uber pools in the seamless.
Yeah. Wait, so is that a no?
That's a no.
So that's a no.
That's a no, dog. Yeah.
Okay. In reality, I know my ass would not survive in prison. However, in this theoretical question, I'm just going to say hell yeah. Because
I know. I'm with you.
I will do almost anything for the story value. I would live large and then go to prison and I could write a book about it. And it could be the new Orange is the New Black, move over, Piper Kerman. So,
I am with you. I am part of the problem. I would live like that. I love sushi and Broadway, like, and I have no business going and eating and doing all these things. I would love, love, I mean.
But I would be like a smaller level scammer because I have too much like Jewish guilt. And so instead of buying Alexander Wang, I'd be like Anthropology.
Totally. I just want to afford more than the candles in there. Yeah. No, but that's all I can afford in there. I go in there, I'm like, cool jeans. I guess I'll buy this $19 fucking tea light. Anthropology, lower your prices. Yeah.
Yes. Would you guys rather be scammed by Anna Delvey or Billy McFarland?
I mean, it seems like with Anna Delvey, at least you were getting the better experience. True. Like, you wouldn't have to go to an island and piss in a pot, you know?
That's actually true, yeah. Yes. And you don't have to, I mean, you could suck a dick if you want to suck a dick at Nobu, but you didn't, you never got asked to. Yeah.
Yeah, they give tap water for
and
free.
And that's kind of, yeah, I would get, I, yeah. Yeah, so I think, yeah, I'd get scammed by her. Because, like, it's at least
you're
having
a party.
To work. Like, Billy was getting, like, people were having to work. Oh, my
he
God.
Was having, yeah, he
you
had
You had to use Excel.
Oh, my God, yeah. Anything where I'm I out. Don't have to use Excel. Say, yeah, I know. Even though every single one of my job resumes, I'm like, I'm excellent. Yeah.
I'm not going to lie.
Never touched it.
I actually wish that I'd gone to Fyre Festival because.
Just to see it.
Just to be part of this cultural phenomenon. Also, I could milk it for, like, all these press opportunities. But, like,
totally.
Just think about the story I would tell my kids.
But that think so about true. The act. Think about it in play. And maybe this is something, maybe because I'm just a little bit older, but, like, maybe in my 20s I would have been. But, like, think about actually that people were sleeping on wet mattresses with no lights.
I mean, like, I've camped at Bonnaroo. Like, I could have done it. And guys, if you want to get in on the conversation and let us know what you think, you can DM us on Instagram at NATCpod, email us at NATC@betches.com. Definitely want to hear your thoughts. Yes. Anna or Billy, maybe I should throw up a poll.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Throw up a poll.
Man, two iconic scammers.
Throw up a poll. Yeah.
Like, I feel like there's going to have to be a millennial scammer
Hall
book or something.
Yes.
Hall of Fame.
Ooh. Award wall.
Yes.
I like that. Oh my gosh.
I like that.
All right. As always, you can follow the podcast on Instagram, NATCpod, Twitter, NATCpod, Facebook at NATCpodcast. Mm-hmm. And we also have a Facebook group called Not Another True Crime Group, which you can join and discuss your favorite crimes episodes of the podcast. And if you want to follow me, I'm pretty funny sometimes. My Instagram and Twitter are Sarah F. Carter. So cool.
I'm usually like crying in public. I'm at, I'm at Kashmir Danny, Kashmir with a K, because I'm quirky on Twitter and Instagram.
There we go. And I'm at KSpaceB, KSpaceB. Don't know why, but that's where I'm at Twitter, and that is my choice social media. So follow all of us.
Cool. Yeah. All right. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you guys back next time.
Bye.
Betches.